think we have to be as honest and as truthful as we possibly can to build up the healing and the reconciliation that is required among the priests and among the people and with them, with each other. And in order to achieve that, I'm looking forward to getting to know the priests of the Archdiocese well as soon as I can, and through them get to know the people, get to know their problems, their difficulties, those who are poor, those who are unemployed, those that we can help in any way through our agencies, and I'm looking forward to getting to grips with that.
I guess it's quite an exciting time to be working within the Catholic Church, obviously with a new Pope. The media have taken to him well, and all that he brings with his humility. I guess you'll be wanting to take that into Edinburgh and St Andrews.
That's true. I've learned a great deal, even in the few months that I've been working with him closely. It's been a great honour. It's also been great fun. He's a lovely man, a warm individual, but he's a man of strong faith. Of strong piety, and he's been a great example to me, as he has been to the rest of us. And every day he's got a homily with something that's worth reflecting on, to help us to go forward, and to go forward in joyfulness, and to embrace the path of holiness.